exactly where it leads, but I watch us go round and round each time. You got that dream.
Yeah. Good Sunday morning, everyone. It's 11 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. and today is Sunday, June the 4th, 2017. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Free Farm Radio. We're also streaming live on the internet at WMFO.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. We'd love to get you involved in sports conversation. And to do that, you have to give me a call. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, just like I promised, I'm back. And let's get right into Major League Baseball scores. Yesterday, the Yankees 7, the Blue Jays zip. The Royals 12 and Cleveland 5. Tigers 10, the White Sox 1. Red Sox 5, the Orioles 2. The Astros 6 and the Rangers 5. Angels 7 and the Twins 2. The Mariners 9 and the Rays 2. In the National League, the Cubs 5, the Cardinals 3. The Phillies 5, the Giants 3. The Dodgers 10, and the Brewers 8. The Braves 6, and the Reds 5. And that game went 12 innings. The Rockies 10, and the Padres 1. I guess the Rockies are for real. The Marlins 3, and the Diamondbacks 0. And Edison Volquez pitched a 90 through 98 pitches and got himself a no-hitter. It was only his second win of the season. He's 2-7 on the year. But yesterday was his day. 98 pitches. I wonder if that's a record for the lowest number of pitches in a no-hitter. And the lowest number of pitches in a nine-inning complete game. Maybe I'll look that up and tell you next week. Mets 4 and the Pirates 2. And in the only interleague game, the A's 10 and the Nationals 4. In that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 2-for-5, scored a run. He also got the RBI. He's hitting .264 on the season. Andrew Benintendi went 1-for-4. And he's hitting .259 on the season. Xander Bogaerts went 1-for-3, scored 2 runs with the RBI. Also got a walk. He's hitting .328. Mitch Moreland went 0-for-4. He's hitting .264. Hanley Ramirez went 2-for-3, scored a run, got 3 RBIs and a walk. He got his 7th home run this season. He's hitting .259 on the season. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 1-for-3 with a walk. He's hitting .231. Christian Vasquez went 1-for-4. He's hitting .344. Pablo Sandoval went 0-for-4. He's hitting .230. Devin Marrero was switched to second base in place of Dustin Pedroia. He went 1-for-4, scored a run. He's hitting .181. More good news for a change for the Red Sox. Price went 7 innings, gave up 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned, walked 1, struck out 7. He has a 3.00 ERA and got his first win of the season. Kelly went 2/3 of an inning, gave up 2 hits, and no runs, 1.48 ERA. Craig Kimbrell came in and pitched a four-out save. Went one in the third innings, gave up two hits and a run. It was earned, walked one, struck out three. Has a 1.07 ERA, got his 16th save of the season. So, the Red Sox, I think, may have vaulted over Baltimore back into second place with this win today. Let me see if I can get my stats out here and find out exactly what's going on as far as standings are concerned. Here we go. Yankees are 32-21. Baltimore is 29-25. Red Sox are 30-25. Yeah, Red Sox are ahead, half a game ahead of Baltimore. Tampa Bay Rays, they lost. And Toronto is bringing up the rear. Although the Blue Jays have been playing fairly well recently, but they lost to the Yankees. Okay, in American League Central, Minnesota Twins, they lost. Cleveland Indians, they also lost. So Minnesota is still in first place. Detroit Tigers won, so they gained the game. They're two games behind, I believe, followed by Chicago and Kansas City. West, Houston is rolling right along. Look, nobody can stop the Astros. They are 40-16. I'm going to tell you how far behind the Angels and everybody else is. Over the National League, the Washington Nationals, they lost yesterday. They're 33-21, but New York is way back. And so also is Atlanta, Miami, and Philadelphia. In the Central Division, the Milwaukee Brewers lost. They're 29-27, but the Cardinals lost, so they didn't gain any ground. Chicago moved up. They're 27-27. And, they are half a game ahead of St. Louis, followed by Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. West, like I said, the Colorado Rockies, they're 36-22. But the Dodgers are hanging right in there, 35-22, a half a game behind. And Arizona, 34-24, they're a game and a half back, followed by the Giants and San Diego. So, I guess as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, we're starting to get a little bit of a feel for who's doing what. The Yankees, I believe, are the surprise. Everybody thought, at least I did, I don't know if everybody, but I thought this was going to be a rebuilding year for the Yankees since they got rid of a lot of their veterans. But the younger guys have come up and been playing like crazy. They've got good pitching, even though Chapman went down with an injury. I don't know how long he's going to be out, but they seem to be doing okay. So, but they are in a race. Baltimore and the Red Sox are contending, and it looks like Tampa Bay, maybe even Toronto might be a contender. So it's going to be a dogfight in the American League East. Minnesota, I am not impressed by what little I saw of Minnesota when the Red Sox played them. The fact that they are hanging in there out there in the American League Central. But I look for Cleveland and Detroit to be the cream of the crop out there and eventually surpass the Minnesota Twins. Chicago and Kansas City. Haven't seen Kansas City, so I can't really say about Kansas City. But it shows you how fragile Kansas City, to my knowledge, have not lost a whole lot from their championship team, but they've been struggling ever since they won the championship. And we'll see if they can right their ship and get back in there. They got a pretty good ball club, but you can't go too far when you are, what, 8 games under .500? Anyway, we'll see what happens with that one. Out West, Houston seems to be the cream of the crop. The Angels have lost Trout, so it doesn't look like they're going to catch anybody. Maybe, Texas, if they get Beltre back, might have a shot. They got some pretty good pitching. But Seattle and Oakland, they look like they're also rans again this year. Washington Nationals seem to be the cream of the crop in the National League East. The Mets, the Atlanta, Miami, Philadelphia, forget it. Forget about it. National League Central. Have I seen the Brewers? I haven't seen a lot of them, if I have. No, I don't think I've seen the Brewers that much. And the Cardinals didn't look that impressive when we went out there and played them. And we did pretty good against Chicago. Cincinnati seems to be. But what is happening, there's a lot of competition. Pittsburgh, even though they're five games under 500, they're a pretty good ball club. And so the American League Central, the National League Central is going to be like the American League East. And out west, Colorado, haven't seen Colorado play. But they seem to be doing okay. The Los Angeles Dodgers with their high payroll hanging in there. And Tori Lavolo has got Arizona playing great ball. And so they're, I think, going to be a contender all year. The Giants, we see a little bit of the Giants, but we're not impressed. I think they have pitching problems as well. San Diego, forget it. San Diego, still San Diego. 422 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 in your FM dial on the internet. www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, June the 4th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sport, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Want to know how to build your dream home? First, lay the foundation. We're not talking slab or bearing wall basement, but finances and credit. Learn the basics of good budgeting and stick with them. Be responsible, pay bills on time, don't overextend yourself or mistake plastic for cash. When you start that way, owning your own home can only make your situation better. But if you simply want a home and don't first make sure you're ready for the responsibility, you might be doing yourself more harm than good. So where can you go to find out if you're ready? The Home Loan Learning Center. And everyone can get there because it's online at homeloanlearningcenter.com. It's free and brought to you as a public service by the Mortgage Bankers Association. There you'll find online tools and calculators, experts to answer your questions, stories of people a lot like you, plus simple explanations of the types of home loans available and why one is best for your situation. Lay the foundation for a lifetime of successful home ownership. Visit homeloanlearningcenter.com.
And the message is brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. You're listening to A Brown Perspective on Sports, the Sunday, June the 4th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, before we move off baseball, let's get back to the Red Sox, which is my favorite, one of my favorite subjects this time of year, is that I guess you can sum up their season based upon the fact that they've had a tremendous flu bug, which throttled a lot of players early in the season, and then the injuries just keep popping up. Latest one, Eduardo Rodriguez going down with his bad knee. And before that, there was Dustin Pedroia. And we've had, I can run down the litany of here. I didn't even, Brock Holt with the vertigo and concussion symptoms. Pablo Sandoval with his knee. He's back now. David Price earlier in the spring training. As someone predicted, he wouldn't be back to the middle of May, and they were pretty close. But at least he didn't need surgery, and yesterday's performance was really... Actually, both of his performances here in the since coming back from rehab were very impressive. And so that's a positive note. But, like I said, missing, so many people at key intervals has made this a real choppy season. Mookie Betts is hitting, but not like he did last year. Xander Bogaerts is hitting, like he did last year. It's close to 300, over 300, close to 330. Benintendi has fallen off. Will he be able to right the ship? Is the book out there on Benintendi, and will he be able to adjust? Jackie Bradley Jr., a streak hitter. When he's hot, and when he's not, he's not. He's been rising slowly, hitting 230 now after being down in the 100s. Who else? I guess that's about it as far as people. Now, we've never seen Smith, Carson Smith, the relief pitcher that we got last year. He went down with Tommy John surgery, and supposedly he's back doing, rehab down, I believe, in Florida. And Thornburg, we haven't seen him yet either. But the bullpen hasn't been a major problem. They've had issues at times, but they haven't been a major problem. The problem is consistent hitting. Hitting when men are on base. We don't have the big the big poppy bat anymore in the middle of the lineup, which, obviously affected other teams' pitching plans. And so, therefore, what they were trying to do to get big poppy out, they try to compensate with the other guys, and the other guys took advantage. Can Mookie Betts come back and perform like he did last year? That would mean, if he did, that would be really, because that's how you were talking about raising his batting average about 50 points with his suit. He's been playing well out in the field. That hasn't been a problem, and he's escaped the injury bug so far. But we're going to have to wait and see on that one, kids. Andrew Benintendi, who everybody was automatically giving the Rookie of the Year award to. Can he adjust? Since obviously it seems like the pitchers have adjusted to him. And Dustin Pedroia out with the knee and now with the wrist injury. Certainly hasn't helped a key hitter in the top of the lineup there. I guess that's Hanley Ramirez. Oh, he's doing, he's got the shoulder injury. So therefore, he hasn't been able to play in the field. I guess because of he can't throw without getting, some problems. The fact he can hit, swing the bat, and he can't throw, sounded like I can't understand that. But anyway, he's doing a fairly good Big Poppy fill-in. Got 7 home runs and 20-something runs batted in. The average isn't that high, but there you go. Christian Vasquez has been a surprise as far as batting is concerned. Someone said give him the job at the beginning of the year, but Sandy Leon has had, his streaks as well. He's hitting, in the mild 240s, but he's doing a great job catching, so we got a great catching tandem. Keep them healthy, hopefully. Devin Marrero has come up. Not only has he shown the glove, but he's hit with power. He's had a 2-home run game. Will he get his average over 200? That's the only time we'll tell on that one. Chili Davis, I guess, must be a great batting coach because he seems to be doing wonders with a lot of guys. And if they continue to follow his advice, he may be able to pull them out of the slump that they all seem to be in as far as what we know. What we were looking for based upon last year's season, minus the playoffs. Because it seems like everybody was in a slump during the playoffs. Okay, 437 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet. www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, June the 4th, 2017 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
In Africa, 5-year-old Charu has no choice. She and millions like her must walk miles every day for dirty water. But together, we can end their walk by providing clean water close by. Instead of spending hours walking to get water that makes them sick, girls can be in a classroom that expands their minds, and moms will gain back time to care for their families. Sons and daughters can grow up strong, finally free of sicknesses caused by dirty water. At World Vision, care about clean water runs deep. Deep enough to reach one new person with clean water every 10 seconds. Because every child, every person, everywhere deserves clean water and a chance to rise to their full potential. It's true. When you just add water, you change a life. Learn more at worldvision.org.
And the message is brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 444 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, National Hockey League Playoffs Championship. The Predators pounded the Penguins 5-1 last night, but the Penguins still lead that series 2-1. I did not see that game. I was out doing other things. Yesterday, also in the WNBA, the Fever 91 and the Wings 85, the Sun 85 and the Stars 77, and the Lynx 100 and the Storm 77. In that Sun game, Thomas got 18 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals, and 4 blocks. That's A. Thomas. Jay Jones got 9 points, 14 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 blocks. And Jay Thomas got 13 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. Kaiser got 6 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, and a block. Strickland got 5 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and a steal. Bentley, not Chase, got 8 points, no rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Adams didn't score. B. Jones didn't score. Bantam got 3 points. And C. Williams got 23 points off the bench with 10 rebounds. And so the Connecticut Sun won their second game of the season, I believe. Haven't seen the WNBA game this year, so I cannot comment on how well they're going to continue to do, how well everybody else is going to do. But anyway, they won their second game, so there you go. Okay, where are we going to go next? Let's go to the Boston Celtics. Let's go to the NBA. First of all, I was not disappointed when the Sacramento, wherever they are, the Golden State, I'd get it eventually. When the Golden State Warriors pounded the Cavaliers by 22 points and they were getting easy dunks and everything else, I said, whoa, now the Cavaliers know how the Celtics felt when they were doing the same thing to them. So I felt no pity for them whatsoever. I picked Golden State to win. I thought they would win in 5 or maybe 6. But who knows? Unless the Cavaliers can show up better on defense, they ain't got a chance. Because in that game, really, Kevin Durant and Seth Curry carried Golden State offensively. And if they get Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and all the other scorers off the bench, Iguodala and whatever, off the bench scoring as well, Cleveland's going to have a hard time to go. On the Cleveland side, it was LeBron James and Kyrie Irving and no one else, practically. So anyway, we're going to see tonight whether the Cleveland can turn things around, make it a closer ball game. And if not, it's get ready for the draft. As far as the Celtics are concerned, however, if Golden State is as dominant as they seem to be, that means we not only have to improve our team to catch Cleveland, we got to really, 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 really improve our team to catch Golden State. But anyway, we have the draft picks. We have the potential. We have the young players. We have the potential trades. A lot of good things going on. I haven't heard or seen anything to make us make me feel that Markelle Fultz is not going to be our first round pick. People understand making all kinds of offers to Danny Ainge to see if they can pry that pick loose. We looked at free agents last week. Everybody's talking about Haywood coming. I didn't see him on my free agent list, so I guess they know what they're talking about. Maybe my list was not complete. But anyway, he and Fultz would give us obviously more shooting, either off the bench or with the first team. But there again, on the defensive end, we have had problems rebounding. And so we need that big guy inside, or two big guys inside, or whatever. And we need to also come up with somebody who can help Jay Crowder in guarding LeBron James. Maybe that's going to be the dancing bear, Guy Buscelli. Maybe Anton Zizek is going to be our big guy inside. You know, hey, there's room to move. Amir Johnson's a free agent, and they said he's been suffering with ankle problems. I don't know if he's going to have surgery or if it's a chronic thing that can't be fixed or whatever. But, you know, it doesn't look like he's going to maintain his position on the ball club if we go young and if we go the less expensive route. Adel Nader was MVP of the NBAL. And we've got another point guard there as well, Jackson. So, you know, will we bring back Gerald Green? That's another interesting point. What about Zeller? Unless we get another big guy somewhere in the draft or in the free agents or whatever, a trade or whatever, that we can afford to give up a Zeller. You know, we got to find playing time for him. And then we got to give Kelly Olynyk an injection. I said we need to put Larry Bird's heart in Kelly Olynyk, because he has the tools to be a 7-foot Larry Bird. Let me tell you that. How about that? Because, you know, the 26-point game is what he can do. If he doesn't do it on a consistent basis, then that's frustrating, and that's not going to help us to progress to the point that we need to go to, you know, catch the Clevelands and the Golden Staters. Okay, 4:51 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio, YouTube. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. This is the Sunday, June the 4th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-9636. 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay. 4:52 here on WMFO. Where are we going to go from here? The Patriots and their OTAs. Were, I wouldn't say uneventful, but it seems like everybody that you hope were going to perform well There were no injuries coming out of the OTAs. And if we can stay healthy, from what everybody is saying, it's going to be extremely difficult to stop the Patriots' offense this year, barring injury. Cooks looks like he's the deep threat that we haven't had since Randy Moss. And a healthy Gronkowski could make life much more bearable for Julian Edelman and all the other people that we have as receivers and out of the backfield. It looks like it's going to be a good year. The defense looks like it's going to be strong, although, you know, we haven't seen them with the pads on as yet. But on paper, it looks like the defense is going to be strong. So I guess we have to wait and see what is going to take place, how well things are going to continue to roll. Hopefully they roll really well, and we'll get an opportunity to see some really good football in this upcoming season. So, I don't know what more I can add as far as that is concerned. Like I said, we're waiting for, you know, on the defense, you know, we have a defensive back that we paid big bucks for from Buffalo, and we have Butler coming back. We did lose Logan Ryan, but it looks like, you know, we're going to shift Butler or I can't even think of the other guy's name, over to the Ryan spot, and we'll see where we go from there. How far we can go from there, I guess, is what we need to see. Okay, it's 4:55 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. We're on the internet as well, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes. .com radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, on this Sunday, June 4th, 2017 edition of Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. Kind of late now, but we got 5 minutes more. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, well, let me give you a commercial coming up next. Today is Pentecost Sunday, and for Christians that means this is the anniversary of the day that God sent the Holy Spirit into the world to form the church. And so therefore we have a fantastic Pentecost Sunday program coming up entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit. It's going to be part one of an ongoing series. So you stay tuned for that. And I didn't get any information on the French Open. All of the information that I received showed either incomplete matches or matches that hadn't been played yet. So I have nothing new that I can add to you as far as that is concerned. So time to pack the bag, and not back the bag, but get ready to move over into Sounds of Praise. You stay tuned for that. Like I said, we have a Pentecost Sunday program coming your way entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit, part one of an ongoing series. So you stay tuned for that. And I'm be hosting that as soon as I get my sports gear off. I'll get my Christian gear on, and we'll be here with another edition of Sounds of Prayer. Hope to see you next Sunday at 4 a.m. or hear from you next Sunday at 4 a.m. when we do a Brown Perspective on Sports all over again. God bless.